Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team, 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we are streaming live on the Odyssey app, wherever you may be. You can also catch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Later today, you have the Nats home opener, 106.7 The Fan and Team 980. We'll both be broadcasting live at the Green Turtle in Navy Yard today for the Nats home opener. So stop by, say hello to everybody at the Green Turtle in Navy Yard. And, you know, our merch shop, It has stepped up. New gear just in time for the baseball season, including officially licensed Nats-themed gear. You can get your hands on We've Got Wood shirt. In honor of James Wood.
Very good.
Nice. Like you,
catchy like cakes.
It is catchy.
I think I could sell some of those.
Cruise missile shirt. Cruise Wood 24 campaign theme shirt. Or check out the rest of the collection. In conjunction with Breaking Tea, come out to the Green Turtle today for your chance to win one of those nice shirts for
in
free.
In a weird bit of irony, I'm 98%, I'm actually 100% sure that James Wood, who grew up in Olney, he may have a Rockville address, he grew up off of Morning Wood Drive.
Oh, really?
He's not on that street, but he's on a street that dovetails onto that street.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of a weird coincidence.
It really is.
That's all that Wood is. Lived off of Morning Wood.
Yes, that's
right.
Correct.
I see what you're doing there.
It's all woods.
It is all woods.
By the way, the Nats should have won the series in Cincinnati to open it up.
It was a devastating way to lose.
They played really well on Saturday and won that game 7-6. And then C.J. Abrams had three stolen bases in that game.
Three swipers.
He's going to if he gets on base, he's going to steal 65-70.
Kind of what he does.
Mm. And then Lane Thomas had a couple stolen bases yesterday. So top of the order has been running. But they had a two-run lead in the ninth.
Yeah. I was listening to it on 106.7 The Fan.
Yeah.
Like I was doing your old DeMath bit where you chalk them up.
Chalk it up.
Basically chalking up the dub.
I was waiting for Charlie Slows to say, that's a curly W. I was just waiting for it because Finnegan was
one pitch away
from sealing the deal. And
gives up a double. Then a dinger. And then it's tied. Then he gives up the walk-off.
And it happened with the quickness, too.
Yep.
I want to say it was like under 5 minutes span of listening to the radio.
Just brutal.
It was a brutal way to lose.
Rizzo must have been livid.
I can't even imagine.
Like, if we lose our overs bet on the Nats, and I look, it's very early to start forecasting whether that's going to hit or not.
But that game's going to come back to haunt you.
If we lose it by one game,
yeah, it's that one.
That is the game that we'll point to. The opening series in Cincinnati.
Will that be you think that'll be the worst loss? But I feel like that's a kind of a common
baseball.
It's a
pretty bad one. Because yeah. I think if you went to, like, ESPN's matchup predictor, like, mm-hmm.
you got a 2-run lead.
They
ninth.
Run the analytics to see
98% probably
had to be high. I would guess higher than 98%.
Maybe higher. Yeah,
and just have that stolen away from you.
It's got to be pretty high.
That's a great question.
I mean, so there was a 2-run pitch.
How many outs? One out. Or two outs.
Two outs.
Full count. 2-run lead. 3-2 count. What are the odds of winning right there?
Yeah, I mean, but don't you recall the playoffs of the past?
I've
been down that road.
I was just waiting.
It's
for
just rare.
Charlie's signature call, and I didn't. I was robbed of it.
I feel like Finnegan had had some of those same type of performances last year. Same, just brutal losses.
It's just bad when you hear either Dave or Charlie say, to the warning track, to the wall, then you're just like, oh, there's only one spot left over the wall, which isn't great.
All right, Cakes. Yep. Bottom of the ninth.
Yep. Full
win
count.
Win probability.
Yeah.
98.6%.
98.6.
Yeah.
Is that your body temperature? 98.6?
I think it is.
Your body temperature percentage.
Should be anyway. Yeah.
Like, yeah, if you have a 98.6% sweat of winning, you feel like you're going to win.
Even after the double,
you feel pretty confident at that point.
Even after the double, it was 95.4%.
Not in my brain, it wasn't. I wasn't feeling great after he gave up the double.
Yeah, that was bad. Should have won that series.
That was a tough one. That's a tough way to leave Cincinnati.
But now you got Pittsburgh coming in today for a three-gamer. By
the way, props also to Trey Lipscomb, the local kid that went to high school at Urbana. Who got the early call up? Hit his first home run yesterday.
He did.
He was ready to be the goat, the good goat. He was robbed too.
Did he replace Garcia?
He played third base.
He replaced Senzel.
RG3 was begging on Twitter for someone to get his home run ball back.
I
don't know how they know each other or why RG3 was talking about Nats baseball.
Okay,
but he was begging to the Reds faithful to get this guy's ball back.
Hmm.
Really?
Someone hooked
him up. Well, I heard the attendance was like 13.5 yesterday in Cincinnati. I don't think it's going to be that hard. Like, I don't think it's going to be that difficult to procure that ball.
Is that right?
I mean,
well, someone took it home.
Third day of the series.
Yeah.
Third day of the series, I mean, Easter Sunday.
The Reds fans, they don't care about a Nats player.
Probably not.
His first home run.
We'll take a look at the attendance of the A's.
That's
bad.
Really putrid. Right.
I think their opener had like 13,000.
Yeah, usually you think though.
Hold on, Valdez went to the O's game on Saturday. So the O's scored 13.
Nine runs in the sixth.
Right, and they scored 13 or 14 for the game.
Yes, they did.
They lost the game yesterday 4-1. Apparently Ron Washington, the manager of the Angels, after the second game on Saturday when they got pwned, called a team meeting after two games.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I guess it worked out for Sunday because
these Orioles are a problem.
Oh, Valdez, you go to the game where Gunnar hit like a monster homer?
He had a leadoff home run. I actually booed Brandon Hyde because he pulled Gunnar in the top of the eighth when he needed a double for the cycle.
Wow.
And I booed him.
Very good. You're my people, Valdez.
I booed him. What?
A proud booer.
It's Bush League.
What was
How many times you get to see a cycle in person?
Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
What did he need?
Just a double. Very doable.
Oh, that's doable. Yeah, the triple's the hard one.
Yeah, he had a 3-run triple.
Was anybody booing Anthony Rendon again?
Dude, it's weird because I guess I've followed his career since he came up with the Nats. Mm-hmm. He's like a shell. He's a shell of his former self.
For him, at this
point? I do.
Yeah. Why, you could see it?
He's just disinterested.
He's just going through the motions.
I think he started this year. He hasn't had a hit yet. I think
he's 0-11.
I was going to say 12 at bats,
yeah,
but
he's 0-11. Yeah.
But he's aloof. He really does not want to be on the field. And at this point, I just want to say, dude, why don't you just take your money, go home. Take the ball and go home. Mm-hmm. He looks very disinterested.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ron Washington better drop his ass back down to about eighth or ninth in the lineup.
He has him batting first.
He's got him batting leadoff. He's 0-11 or 0-12. But I'm sure the atmosphere must have been awesome.
Oh, it was awesome.
I just wonder why.
Especially when you score nine runs in the sixth inning.
Yeah.
Why is he so unhappy? Why is he so grumpy?
He's just a surly guy.
I don't know. He's very grumpy.
He has a beautiful family, right? I mean, I guess you miss him, but then you know retire.
I think
if he doesn't want to play, just retire.
He hates his job.
The money's guaranteed.
He hates his job.
Right?
Well, I mean, just you
well,
made
I don't know
enough.
If he retires. I don't know if it's guaranteed.
No, I would. No,
if you retire, you're not taking
retire,
that bag of money.
You
got to
give
you.
It up.
But he's got plenty of
you
money.
You got enough money.
He's been making $30 million a year for, what, 3 or 4 years?
I could understand not liking your job, even if it's baseball. I mean, it's a lot of travel. But just retire. Why are you making everybody grumpy? You know what? He's just happy being unhappy.
Let's see who they play tonight.
They play the Royals 6:30.
They do?
Yes. They have one of the easiest schedules starting the season.
I'm going to guess he's not batting leadoff.
I mean,
tonight.
If he walked away.
I'm talking about the Angels.
Rendon would be walking away from 3 more years, including this year, at $38 million.
Mm. He'll retire after his 3 years. I guarantee it.
He's 37 when his deal expires. There's no chance he inks another deal.
No.
So there are a bunch of storylines in Major League Baseball in this, opening week. A lot of optimism in Baltimore for the Orioles, and they haven't even called up Holiday, who hit a home run in his first at-bat in the minors. He's got Mookie Betts hitting .700. He's hitting a home run in every game. But
the Yankees went to Houston and swept them.
Yeah, Soto's off to a good start.
Soto's hitting like .519.
But in the world of football, one of the big stories was this Rashee Rice story.
Yeah, explain
so
this to
me. So Rashee Rice, who's 23, who emerged as a top threat for Pat Mahomes this year, got into a car crash because he was racing, I believe he's the Corvette.
That's correct.
And he was racing a Lamborghini on the highway.
Like on a busy highway outside of Dallas. Like this isn't like 2 in the morning, like on an open stretch of road.
On an interstate.
Where it's just you and another person racing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like, I think they swiped the minivan, caused a huge like pileup in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drive away from the scene, and then they just abandoned their cars and left the scene. Like, what is that guy doing?
Right.
What?
But he thinks he's not going to get caught.
Yeah, I mean, it's on a dash cam. Everybody, there are traffic cameras everywhere. You're going to get caught.
So they started out speeding in the far left lane of, again, the highway.
Please tell me no one was killed.
Not an empty highway.
Nobody was killed, but there were people injured.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
The Lamborghini traveled onto the shoulder, then hits the center median wall. And then there's a chain reaction involving 4 vehicles.
Right.
So it's just crazy. Like you said, to me, Corvette, Lamborghini. All right. If it's like I'm not saying this is right, but if it's an empty road and they're doing some sort of drag race,
like
it's one
bad.
Thing.
Like if I called JP and said, hey, let's go drag race on the ICC. Let's meet
right.
up at 2:45 at this exit.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody's going to be there at 2:45 in the morning. If you want to kill yourself or we want to kill each other in some big fireball, so be it. But you're endangering, like, moms driving their kids around. Like, I think there was a mom with, like, a 4-year-old in the car.
Correct.
In the minivan. Like it's one thing to endanger yourself and the other person driving. Then you're endangering just the community as a whole in broad daylight.
Well, it's just pure stupidity is what it is.
It is. Like, just.
And then to think.
Please stop racing.
And then abandon your car. Like, I wonder if he's actually thinking, I can get away with this as he's running away or walking away from his car.
If you're Rashee Rice or anybody else that just wants to drive fast, just go sign up for one of those, be a NASCAR driver for a day. Like, go to your local NASCAR track. They'll strap you into a stock car. You can go 100 miles an hour with supervision. You'll still get the same thrill without clipping a Dodge Grand Caravan going 90 miles per hour. Or I'm sure probably faster than that. Just remarkably dumb.
Well, what do the Chiefs do, or what's the NFL do?
Well, I mean, he has to.
It's got
to
be suspended.
He's facing some form of suspension.
Hope so.
I guess his thinking is, all right, they're obviously gonna. I'm gonna have to deal with this. Let me get all the drugs and guns out of here.
Yeah, I
guess.
I mean, I don't know what he had in his car. I don't know. Like,
well, they said he had guns.
Well, that's.
They saw them loading up guns.
Okay. Mm.
So I'm just kind of being a jerk and saying maybe he had all kinds of
sort of contraband he had. I mean, it's in Texas. Everybody in Texas has a gun as far as I know. Like, that's not that out of the ordinary. But
that's true.
What is driving, racing in broad daylight and endangering everybody on the highway, I mean, you should be facing jail time for that.
I agree.
Causing an accident like that, I mean, it's just out of control. And you see it every day. You see, like, on the ICC, I'm driving 70, you know, the speed limit 60. And then you hear the motorcycle coming up on your left going 100 or 110. Like, that happens from time to time. I don't think there's a lot of that racing going on, but I'm sure it happens at some point.
You can go close to 100, I can attest to it, downhill and not even really know it.
Right.
Like, if there's nobody on the road.
They were splitting cars. They weren't just...
Oh, of course, they're racing. I'm not saying
these guys
they
were so stupid.
Right. I mean, driving on the shoulder.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and then you get a hit and run, and you walk off acting like you're going to get away with it.
Right.
He should be suspended for a year from the league.
Amazing.
I mean,
he
might go to jail. I don't know if he will, but even if he doesn't go to jail, he should be suspended for one
year. Right.
No pay.
But this has happened with other NFL players, right? I'm trying to look it up right now.
Oh, I'm
I
sure.
saw a list where... Lots I want to say it was like five or six guys, so I was trying to see what the previous suspensions were for racing. A year seems steep.
I don't think so. You think it's
really?
Steep?
If you jeopardize people and you're like racing at a high rate of speed like that, I don't know. I don't know what the appropriate sentence is.
I think it should be.
But I could tell you this, as a guy that owned a very mediocre Corvette back in the day, the problem is when you get these vehicles, you want to test them.
You want to open them up.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, this is awesome. I just want to see how fast I can go. You know, stuff like that. It's just, it's a temptation.
Yeah.
And if these got one guy had a Corvette with the other guy, but Lamborghini. Yeah. I mean, if you get a Lamborghini, listen, it's wrong, but you don't want to drive it more.
You don't want to drive it 60.
You don't want to drive it 55.
You're tempted by it.
You got an effing Lamborghini.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
This tells me Hollywood Brown's fantasy stock is going up. If Rasheed Rice is facing a suspension,
yeah, I agree.
Misses games,
then whose stock is going
Hollywood Brown? Signed a one-year deal with the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to be thinking about these things, Jason. Yeah.
Well, especially with what happened with Suggs. Now Suggs was drinking. All right,
Suggs one was way worse.
Ruggs.
Of course,
Ruggs.
I'm sorry, Ruggs.
Right.
Way worse.
He was drinking, but he was going way over 100.
Yes,
and somebody died.
Killed
a woman and her dog, I believe.
So he's going to jail for a while.
Oh yeah, he's. I think he's in jail for at least 10 years.
But I think the NFL should look at this and go, look, these young kids are driving these cars going over 100 and causing accidents. We got to hammer them.
I mean, wasn't
Jalen Carter was going like 110,
he was driving
right?
super fast. What, wasn't Jordan Addison pulled over, I think, before the Vikings season started? He was driving an absurd amount of like miles per hour.
What was his excuse? He had to feed his dog or something?
I don't know. But he was driving like, I think like 120 or 130.
He said he was having a dog issue, a pet issue.
Like, I don't think he was racing anybody, but he was driving, like, well over 100 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But again,
but the difference here is Rice caused an
140,
accident.
140, by the way. Jordan Addison was going 140.
You imagine going 140 miles per hour in your vehicle?
In a 55.
You've never been in a Lamborghini.
This is true.
Yeah. But that's
probably
they almost,
will be.
They almost shouldn't have them. Right. Or you should only be able to ride them on the Autobahn
right,
or something.
Right, just drive them in Germany.
Because you get in a car like that, and all you want to do is see how it goes.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Like, you know, it's actually stupid to buy a Lamborghini and drive it 60 miles an hour,
right?
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
what are you
dumb.
Doing?
Like, yeah, it's you can't
it's actually
you can't
dumb.
Use this vehicle the way it's supposed to be used.
Yeah.
I think if people, once you see the video, you'll get even more angry.
Yeah. Well, how many times have you been on the Beltway or 95 or something, and all of a sudden you're startled by
car flying up behind you?
Oftentimes it's three or four guys.
Yeah.
And golly knows if they're doing some cannonball run thing or whatever they're doing.
I do love cannonball run references.
I always think they're doing a cannonball run. I don't know why.
They're going coast to coast, baby.
I always
Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise.
They must be doing a cannonball run.
I mean, that's an old movie, JP.
I know.
I definitely saw it in the theater.
100%. Joe Theismann was in it, right?
He definitely was in it.
Actually, the one that terrifies me even more are the motorcycle guys.
Yes.
Sure.
Because you know you can just clip them, and now you're on the hook for a homicide. You know, manslaughter.
No, it's scary. Yeah. Keep your head on a swivel out there. Be careful.
Hey, he might lose Rashee Rice, but he's got the rugby player, right?
Oh, yeah, they did sign him.
Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, the rugby player. They signed the rugby player, the real fast kid.
Okay.
Didn't even know that.
He did the international development, whatever they've got, for like 10 weeks. And he ran like a 4.4 or something like that. Yeah. Going to be a wide receiver running back for the Chiefs.
We talked about him a few months ago.
Yeah. I also heard a lot of hype about the international development guy who played tight end here. In Samus Reyes?
Yes.
Okay, a lot of hype. Didn't really work out.
That guy was dreamy.
He's dreamy.
Great body.
Pants of stone.
Just couldn't play football.
That's a problem.
That's why everybody was trying to say that Burns is going to play the NFL just because Antonio Gates did it. That's so hard to do. Yeah. I mean, remember the George Mason kid tried to do it. He lasted like 3 days.
Jai Lewis.
He was like cakes. He turned in his helmet.
Great interview, too.
He's a hurting interview. Yeah, the guy had nothing to say.
Nothing. All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.